Hello and welcome to the Web Search and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Diana Damakis and here are today's top stories. Instagram has seen substantial success in South Africa, Facebook has admitted to releasing incorrect advertising metrics, and the Cuban government has launched a public Wi-Fi initiative. Social media site Instagram has seen substantial levels of growth in South Africa. The 133% growth that the platform has seen over the last 12 months means that it has raised its user base in the country from 1 million to 2.7 million, making it the fastest growing social network in the country over that time period. The South African Social Media Landscape study for 2016 also reveals that Instagram is also showing the highest planned use by major brands. According to the report, 24% of brands questioned are looking to join the 42% that already use Instagram. Facebook's good news doesn't stop there, however, as the study showed that the site is now the most used social network in South Africa, with 13 million users, 77% of whom now access it on mobile. Facebook has admitted to accidentally reporting incorrect advertising metrics for the past 2 years. In a statement, the social network said that it recently discovered an error in the way it calculated video metrics and that it had notified advertising publishers. The error meant that measurements of time spent watching ads were inflated by nearly 80%. The news is likely to anger advertisers who have spent money on videos based on predictions made using the overestimated viewing metrics. Publicis Advertising Group said that by Facebook introducing new clearer metrics, it was coming up with new names for what they were meant to measure in the first place. The advertising firm, who spent $77 billion on advertising last year, also added that the mistake once again illuminated the absolute need to have third-party tagging and verification on Facebook. The Cuban government has announced plans to make Wi-Fi available to the public along the country's famous Malecón seafront. In an effort to increase the popularity of the area of Havana for tourists, the service will be available for 8 kilometers of coastline. This comes as part of an initiative in the country that has so far introduced 65 Wi-Fi hotspots to the island, with a further 80 planned to be introduced before the end of the year. The island currently struggles with internet connectivity, with only 5% of citizens having internet access in their homes. Internet access in Cuba is also some of the world's worst, with the Cuban government blaming the US embargo that began in the 1960s. A recent study has revealed that internet use in rural areas of China is reducing. The China Internet Network Information Center conducted a survey comparing the internet behaviors of the Chinese population in rural and urban areas. The study showed that whilst in 2014 rural users spent an average of over 24 hours a week online, it had reduced to 23.8 hours by the 2016 study. This compares to urban online behavior, which was found to be at around 27.2 hours per week on average. As expected, it was also shown that the percentage of users was higher in inner city areas than in rural regions of China. And finally, research into the Dutch supermarket industry has shown that online grocery shopping is growing in the country. Whilst currently around 1.6 million Dutch people do their grocery shopping online, that number is expected to rise to 2 million before the end of 2017. This number equates to 1 in 6 of the population ordering food online within a year, meaning a 30% growth in revenue. The survey also revealed that to encourage those who have never bought food online to begin to do so, a drop in delivery costs would be most effective, especially amongst 18 to 34-year-olds. That's all from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.